The family of Abdel Halim al-Najjar lives in the town of Jabalia in northern Gaza. The 22-year-old was an armed member of the Islamic Jihad group in Palestine, joining when he was 18 years old. An Israeli drone strike in northern Gaza killed al-Najjar on May 10th, and since then, his family has been in a grief.
The night he died, I imagined his death. By then I prayed the night prayers and then went out of home to ask neighbors about him. Who has seen Abdel Halim?
Maryam al-Najjar is Abdel Halim's mother, a woman in her early 60s who has suffered multiple brain strokes. She says her late son was the backbone for the whole family.
My son, Abdel Halim, was our only caretaker. Hours before he was pronounced dead, he was able to help make about 150 pieces of bread. May Allah be satisfied with him.
Abdel Halim was the eldest of one brother and three sisters and worked to support his family at a time when unemployment in Gaza has hit 45% and the economy remains stagnant due to Israeli blockades on movement, imports, and trade in the coastal enclave. After the Hamas party, which refuses to recognize the state of Israel, was democratically elected to power in Gaza and the West Bank in 2006 over the Western-backed Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Israel imposed a land, sea, and air siege on the regions, leaving them in desperate economic conditions that persist to this day. Al-Najjar's father, 80-year-old Abu Khair, seems bereaved at his son's death, but he also recalled his youth in the early 1960s when he joined the Palestinian Liberation Army as a volunteer in the infantry.
I am now 80 years old, and if I'm called, I would carry a gun and fight, even if I got martyred like my son. I want freedom. I'm a man. I want a happy life for myself, my wife, and my children. I'm a prisoner here. I can't go to Egypt or Israel or the West Bank or Jordan. Where can I go? To the sea? And if I did go to the sea, I'd be shot at by their naval forces. Where's the freedom? We want freedom like other people around the world.
Other members in the community are trying to understand and come to terms with Abdel Halim's death, like Ashraf al-Najjar, a 42-year-old engineer from the same neighborhood.
Once the Prophet asked the man, "Do you have parents?" The man answered, "Yes." Then the Prophet told him, "Then you have better struggle for your parents." As far as I learned, Abdel Halim made his own choice. He seemed to have been outraged by the widespread repression and oppression by the Israelis against Gaza. He must have realized that a young man like him has no access to a decent education or job or a decent life, even if he had graduated from university. You know, I myself am an engineer and have been jobless for a year now, despite the fact that I have got a 20-year-long working experience. Life in Gaza is never comfortable.
The family says Abdel Halim was moved to join the Sarai al-Quds Brigade, an armed offshoot of the Islamic Jihad group in Gaza, by scenes of Palestinian bloodshed at the hands of Israel's military. The Islamic Jihad group, in turn, has sponsored Abdel Halim's three-day condolences ceremony, granted his family a sum of $10,000, and pledged to pay a monthly stipend of a few hundred dollars to his family for an indefinite period of time. Abdel Halim's younger brother, Firas, is 19 years old, in a wheelchair, and was dependent on Abdel Halim like the rest of his family. He questions if becoming a martyr was worth the loss of his beloved brother.
If I knew what would happen, I would advise him not to risk it. But as you might be aware, his death is only God-destined. And we believe that such a destiny must be that good, not only for him, but also for everybody.
Abd al-Halim not only leaves behind a family, he leaves behind a family-to-be. He was engaged to be married next month to his 17-year-old sweetheart. 18-year-old Reem is his sister.
Few weeks before he became a martyr, he told us during a family gathering that he planned to give each sister a sum of 400 Israeli shekels so we would buy dresses and things for his upcoming wedding. He also said he wanted us to be happy and he wanted a nice wedding and a wedding hall. May Allah make him a groom in heaven. Amen.
In the first week of May, Israeli warplanes carried out extrajudicial killings of three senior leaders of the Sarai al-Quds Brigade, the militant offshoot of the Islamic Jihadi group in Gaza. It sparked an escalation between armed resistance groups and Israel. During 5 days of fighting, Israeli warplanes, including drones, hit dozens of locations across the Gaza Strip, including residential homes, sites of resistance groups, and rocket fire launching pads. Abd al-Halim took arms with his comrades and was one of the casualties in those strikes. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.